You are listening to the Willpower Podcast. Welcome to the show. I am Will Holdren, and I talk with some of the most influential CEOs, entrepreneurial leaders, and thought leaders to try and reveal the secrets that has led to their success. I believe that with the right knowledge and mindset, you can do anything you set your mind to. So if you want to learn how to change your life for the better, if you want to learn how millionaires actually became wealthy, or if you want to develop and start your own business from the ground up with the right knowledge to help you, then you are in the right place because this is the Willpower Podcast. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we love is a one-day key. And if we gon' do it, we gon' do this now. And if we say we gonna, we gon' hold this down. How's it going, everyone? My name is Will Holdren. I am the host of the Willpower Podcast. Today we have an amazing guest, and his name is Brian Hall. And Brian is actually a global mindset and a spiritual coach. And on top of that, he's a pastor. And with that being said, he's amassed a huge social media following of several thousand, hundreds of thousands of people. So it's an absolute honor to have him on here today. So Brian, first and foremost, thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely, man. It's an honor. You're a legend, brother, already. So I'm excited to be here.
I appreciate that. We're just getting started. So the future's looking very bright. So the first question I want to ask for you is, first of all, what makes you want to come on the podcast like these and kind of share your story and kind of share what God has been doing in your life?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, it's like, I think that's what they call, you know, a lot of people, they want to call like believers, they call people Christians. Well, it's funny because Christian was only used three times in the Bible, and that was in the book of Acts. They actually were called disciples, and it was used over 300 times in the Bible. And so a disciple is, you know, is supposed to go out and, you know, speak into the lives of other people, bringing them hope and grace and forgiveness and all this good stuff. And so, yeah, man, anybody that comes to me and says, hey, Brian, you know, do you want to speak to my audience? I just say, sign me up and let's get it.
I love it. Gotta spread the word and put it out there for people to hear it. You know, that's kind of the bottom line of the Bible as well. And so you obviously have a very cool and unique kind of past, obviously get into this religious realm, becoming a pastor, and really diving so deep into this and making it an amazing living with the life, right? So that is awesome. And so I'm kind of curious, how did that all start for you? And how did you kind of start going down this path and diving this Christianity thing?
Well, it wasn't always like that. So I never thought that I was called to be a pastor. I never thought I was called to do what I'm doing now. So it happened 22 years ago. I was a drug addict, an alcoholic, a sex addict. I lost everything in bankruptcy, had a child at a very young age, at a wedlock. I had mouth cancer. I OD'd on drugs, had a heart attack. I was completely rock bottom. I found that God isn't all you got until God is all you have. And God was all I had. I was at complete rock bottom. And I prayed an audacious, bold prayer. And I just said, God, if you're for real, I need you to come into my life because I'm on the verge of suicide. I don't know. I don't want to live anymore. And, you know, and then I prayed a bold prayer and just said, use me in a way that you've used nobody before. Use my message, my testimony to reach a lost, hurting world. And about 3 weeks later, I meet my smoking hot supermodel virgin seminary degree wife. And she told me the first day she met me, I am going to marry a pastor. And I said, girl, you are crazy. That is not me. Well, 22 years later, here I am pastoring the world. So God had a plan.
Yeah, God definitely works in mysterious ways. But that's crazy. That's the congratulations, you know, turning life obviously around. And it's just inspiring too, because kind of see like that low moment of your life, obviously, and you're still able to recognize God and kind of reach out to God as kind of like that lifeline, right?
Yeah.
Kind of rely on him. And then that really is what helped you transfer and kind of turn your whole life around. So kudos to that. And, you know, one thing that you mentioned is the prayer and obviously a sign that happened afterwards, right? So a lot of people would call it like prophecy, right? And being able to see prophecy happen in their own lives. So I'm kind of curious, how can someone recognize prophecy going on, like in signs, and whether or not that sign is from a God, from God?
Yeah, I think it's number one. I think it all starts with a relationship. And so, you know, you can't understand, like, if there's no relationship with God and you're just going day in and day out, living your life, doing what you want to do, you're filling your objectives and your goals and your heart, you're never going to know anyway if it's God speaking to you or the devil speaking to you or just Joe Blow speaking to you. And so I think, and first and foremost is what I teach as a spiritual coach and advisor is, you know, first we gotta build a relationship with the Father. You know, this is a God that is pursuing us, and he wants us to pursue him. And I think if you want to nail this down where it's like, this is what God has for my life, you know, I had no clue. You know, I just met a smoking hot woman and she wanted something to do with me. And, you know, and next thing I know, I'm the middle school pastor, the high school pastor, the college pastor, the associate pastor, the executive pastor to a senior pastor. And then I'm planting churches. Then I'm starting nonprofits. And I'm living out this destiny that I had no clue that it was for me. And then one day I woke up and I'm like, I'm living my calling. I'm living in my calling. This is God showing me through that process that this is what he wanted me to do. But, you know, through that process, I was building a relationship with him. You know, I tell everybody all the time, you know, God is the CEO of my life. I'm the president. And so a lot of us, we have to get to this place where it's like, you're not the CEO. Like, if you can come to God with this humble heart, with this humility and saying, God, I can't do it my way because I jack it up my way. But if you're the CEO and I'm the president and I run everything through the CEO, I promise you and all your viewers, your life will never be the same.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so powerful. And that's something I really had to come to as a realization in my life as well, is just the fact that God has a plan for you. Right. And mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that is not very patient. I want things to just happen. Yeah, yeah. But just so you're fine with God's the author, God's the CEO. And so you really can't force things. That's where you're really going to start to get into trouble, not follow your passion. But if you take things slow, be patient, God's going to put you in positions to kind of reveal to you what's supposed to happen in your life, just like how you met your wife, right? So
that's
a very important realization for people to kind of have out there listening to this, to just not force things, you know, and be patient. Mm-hmm. Because so many people are called to do great things, but you never know when the time is going to be. You know, that could be when you're 50, when you're 20. It just depends, right? And that's all in God's plan for you. So
that's right, man. And I'm with you, Will. You know, what people don't understand is the most precious gold, the wealthiest people on the planet, and the wealth that most of us that we dream of is in one place, and it's in a graveyard. And it's in a graveyard because it's a boatload of people that died, and they literally never fulfilled what God designed and called them to do. And there's so much wealth and there's so much prosperity that's in a graveyard because we never used it and we never knew how to receive it and walk in it. And the thing is like, for the people watching today, like you said, Will, it was beautiful. It's God has a purpose and a plan for each and every person that watches this show. Every single person. And our objective is to find out what that is and what God's calling us to do.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And another thing I kind of want to touch on is kind of, how does God communicate, right? Because I think so many people are out there expecting like a voice to just pound down on them, like, hey, do this, do this. And we both think that's really not how it works. I'm not saying it's not possible, that's usually not how it happens. So from your experience, obviously being a pastor, I'm sure you get to ask the question a ton, but in your own words, how does God really communicate to people nowadays and people in today's world?
It's a great question, Will. It's the number one question that I get from every single client that I have is, I just want to hear from God. How do you hear from God? What does that look like in your life? And you're right. If God wants to show up in the morning time and sit in bed with you and have a cup of coffee, he's God. I guess he could do it if he wanted to. He's never done it for me, but I guess he could if he wanted to. And you know, for me, again, it comes back to the first thing we were talking about, is a relationship with the creator of the world, is a relationship with God, constantly pursuing him, not when we just need him. He's not a genie in a bottle, but pursuing God, having this intimate relationship with him, just like we would a wife or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or, you know, your kids or whatnot. Like, you're pursuing him. It's like, you know, and the thing is like, God wants us to come into this relationship with him. How does it work for me? I'll tell you specifically how it works for me is, you know, I pursue God. And what God has done is, I've prayed some bold, audacious prayers. And I would tell the viewers today, if you don't want this to happen to you, then you probably shouldn't pray it. But I prayed, God, if it's a no in my life personally, if I'm going to make a deal, if I'm going to buy a business, if I'm going to sell a business, if I'm going to, you know, a decision that I have to make with my wife, a decision that business, finances, whatever, God, again, he's the CEO of my life. So I run it through him. And so when I run it through him, I have prayed that, God, if it's a no, and I'm supposed to turn around and run the opposite way. I pray that you make my stomach feel like I'm ill, like I'm literally sick to my stomach, like I'm hitting a brick wall. And God has favored that. He's blessed that. And for me, everybody could be different. For me, that's how it works. And then I walk away, and it's always been the right decision. Now, if it's a yes for specifically me, the Spirit of God floods me. I know with a 100% resounding yes is a yes when the Spirit of God comes upon me when I'm praying specifically for that. Now, this didn't happen overnight. This is something through relationship with God. This is how He's showed me and taught that, and how He talks to me when we, you know, start praying and I start seeking His face. Now, this could be different. I mean, you could have a viewer on here where you could, you know, a no is your daggone big toe goes numb. I don't know. You know, it is what it is. You have to figure right. out that relationship with God and how He speaks to you.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's very well said, because it's not a one size fits all. You know what I mean? Everyone has their own life. Right. Life is different. So you got to find out
right.
you know, how it is that He can communicate with mm-hmm. you, right? And something you keep on, you know, going right. back to is something that's so important, is building a relationship with God. Because I think so many people out there, especially in today's society, are going away from that, right? And kind of heading toward where society's norms, society's, you know, things where they kind of push you into doing things that aren't so great. So it's hard for people to begin a relationship with God, I feel, in today's society. And so I want to hear coming from you, what is the best way for someone to start that relationship with God if they've never even had one before? Is it opening up a Bible? Is it going to a church for the first time? Is it a combination? I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
It's definitely a combination. I would say, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to read the word. I don't want to read the Bible. I can't understand it. Well, guess what? It's not just in Arabic. It's not in Greek. It's not in Hebrew. Like, and guess what? It's not even in the King James Version. You could buy the NIV.
Yeah.
You could buy the Message Bible. You know, however you get it, there's ways that you can understand it. So I would, number one, get into the word. The word is so powerful, Will. The word is, it's like, again, it's like here's the Bible, okay? It's a diagnosis and a cure. Everywhere in the Bible from start to finish. So if you have anxiety, there's a diagnosis. Here's the cure. Oh, you got depression? Here's a diagnosis. Here's the cure. You want to build wealth? You want King Solomon wealth? Here's diagnosis. Here's the cure. And so the whole Bible, it's like there's so much wisdom in the word. It's like we want to go out and buy all these thousands and thousands of self-help books. But what's really funny is every self-help book I've opened, it's literally the Bible speaks about the same stuff in the word. And so the Bible is the oldest book. It's the best-selling book every year. It is the book. It's a living word. And I would say, open up the living word. Open up the Bible. It's speaking to you. It's going to teach you. You're going to grow. You're going to grow in relationship with God. And then prayer. You know, you have prayer where you have this straight line to the Father. And so start praying. Start listening. Do more listening as well and let God speak to you. Start fasting. Start giving. Start doing all the things to just build relationship with God. And so it's many things. It's not just one thing, but I think it's a lot of people, what they have to understand is like, this isn't a one-time moment. This isn't a, like, you know, your Christmas and Easter Christians that show up at church. This is a, you are jumping in the new year in January 2024, and you're saying, I'm going to pursue God every day in my life.
Right, right. I think that's so good. And just like you're talking about, it's really just that first step of taking action, right? It's so easy mm-hmm. to kind of say, I'm going to push this off to next year. I'm going to go to church next week. But it really just starts with taking that first action. Yeah. Like you said, when you open up that Bible for the first time, even, I mean, it's a game changer. You never know what passage you're going to land on that God wants you to read. Mm-hmm. And really that's how the magic starts to happen. Next, I want to ask you, Brian, obviously you're a very busy guy. I mean, you do interviews all the time. You're helping and coaching a lot of people turn closer to God. So I'm kind of curious, how do you keep your energy up every single day to go out there and do this?
Yeah, I think for me, I think my favorite verse in the Bible, I'm actually probably next week, I think after Christmas, I'm getting it tattooed because it's my favorite scripture of all time, is as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Mm-hmm. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so this is a spiritual mindset. And so you hear all types of mindset, mindset, mindset. Well, the Bible talks about it first. And so the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the Bible says that we have the power of life and death in our words. And so I had a client about a year ago, and she got on the phone with me, and she was like, "I'm going to be sick. I'm going to have the flu. I'm going to have cancer. I'm going to have COVID. I'm going to get in a car wreck. I'm going to die. Blah 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 blah." Well, guess what? She was always sick. It's biblical. It's spiritual. As you thinketh, that is who you will become. And so for me, I think to keep me up and keep me going and keep me pressing is I realize how powerful my words are, and I constantly speak life over me. I mean, I wake up in the morning, and if you went into my bathroom where I brush my teeth, I have all these sticky notes on my mirror, and I speak it over my life every day. I say, the first thing I say is, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And then I say, "I am blessed. I am highly favored. I am healed. I am delivered. I am saved. I'm a king's kid. I'm royalty. I'm loved. I am worthy." Because that's who God says I am. And that's and so I believe this, and I receive this, and I constantly speak this life over me, and God renews me. And I think people need to get this mindset in place. They need to start speaking this life over there, because you have so I my mother-in-law, she's in town, and they're in their 80s, and we were sitting at the dinner table on Monday morning. And we were all eating and breaking bread, and she's like 86, and she's like, and so my wife was like, "Hey, you want to do the? We'll do some Christmas lights on Friday." And she said, out of her mouth, she says, "I don't know. We'll see, because I probably won't be feeling good on Friday." And I was like, "Girl, you're right. You ain't gonna be feeling good on Friday because you're speaking it out of your mouth." And we, as individuals, as fleshy people, we're constantly speaking this negativity and this negativity mindset. You got to shift that. And so I say, I'm going to be full of energy this morning. I'm going to bless some people this morning. I'm going to raise some new followers, some new world changers up into what where God has called them to be. And so I think it's more of a mindset.
No doubt, no doubt. And I think that is so strong as well, because people really underestimate the mind and really how much the mind can impact what your body feels. And just so you're talking positively to yourself is going to make yourself feel better at the end of the day and really just keep your energy high. And on top of that, what
That's
you're
right.
talking about is really just following your passion, right? Once you follow your passion, I think your energy is going to be there every single day. You're not really going to experience that burnout, and it's really going to help you out. Now, besides like following your passion, for me personally, I've kind of looked for ways to kind of increase my energy. Not a big coffee fan, but I recently came across, guys, and if you guys listen to this, this product is called Magic Mind. And what this does, it actually gives you sustained energy. It also reduces you guys' stress, and it's very relaxing. Comes in like a shot form, but it's extremely helpful, healthy for you guys. And one of the main ingredients that actually have in it is called matcha. And matcha actually, contains way less caffeine than coffee, and also contains additional compounds called catechins that extend the benefits of caffeine by slowing your body's ability to absorb it, as well as a compound called L-theanine, and that also helps you guys reduce stress. So again, one of 13 amazing ingredients in this coffee, in this drink, is going to help you guys perform better each and every day. And just know that it's going to be available in Sprouts Farmers Market starting in January. And also, you guys can go to the Magic Mind website for 56% off the first subscription, and also 20% off a one-time purchase with the code of Willpower20. So guys, check that out if you want to help you guys increase your energy each and every day. So Brian, with that being said, I want to go into something a little bit deeper here, and especially in today's society, because I think there's so many things going on that's really making people confused on how to act, right? So the one Bible verse I want to bring up is Matthew 7, 21 through 23. I'm sure you know this one as well, but for those of you guys listening, not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." So correct me if I'm wrong, but this is basically stating that it's not good enough to just simply be a good person in today's society, right? And I feel like American Christianism is really based on just being a good person, and that you're going to get into heaven at the end of that day, right? So kind of talk about how you explain that verse to people, and if I'm right in that correction and that assumption, you can't just be a good person to get to go into heaven.
No, I think, wow. Number one, beautiful verse. And I think that is one, it's so powerful because we live, it's like there's a lot of people going to church today that think they're the greatest of all time and they're the most religious people. And guess what? They may not make it. You know what I mean? And I'm not God, so I can't say who's gonna make it, who's not gonna make it. I would never dive into that. But the thing is what God is saying here is like, what we have to realize is that Jesus was not just our savior king, he was our servant king. Jesus was a servant at heart. Jesus taught people, you know, to be a servant. And so I tell people all the time, and it pisses off spiritual religious people. As I said, you know, servanthood is an indicator of your maturity level in Jesus. And religious people are like, what? I've been to church my whole life. I'm just, I do this, I do that. I give all this money to the church and I go to the church four times a week and on and on and on. And Jesus is like, I didn't even know you, because we should be a servant king. And I think a lot of people where they miss the mark is we're not serving, and we're not, you know, and a lot of people think just because even, and even then a lot of people think if I do good works, you know, I'm not going to get, you know, that's going to get me into heaven. Well, that's not what's going to get you into heaven. You're going to get into heaven because the Bible said that you believe in Jesus. That's what's so great about the gospel. That what's so great about the gospel is you don't have to do anything. And this is why different religions, different beliefs actually hate Christianity, because they have to do something. They actually have to do something to get in. Us, all we have to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and you are saved. It doesn't say you got to go out and feed the needy. I mean, it's a good thing. That's part of works. You can do those things, but that's not part of if you die, you're going to go to heaven or not. No, you just have to believe and you get a free pass into heaven. And this is what grace is. Grace is undeserved favor, unmerited favor. And so I think there's going to be a lot of people on the day, you know, whether they pass or whether God comes back and takes us all, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised. You know, do you have an intimate relationship with God? You know, I know plenty of people from being a pastor for so long that have walked in the church. They go 3-4 days a week, but they don't have no intimate relationship with God. Zero. I mean, I've had deep conversations with these people. They know the whole Bible, but they don't have an intimate relationship with God. And so I don't know if that answers your question, but
yeah,
that's what I got.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's good too. And you're spot on when the Bible says literally, if you believe in God, you'll be entered into the kingdom. Right. So again, that's the bottom line. And it really comes down to just having that belief, right. And just repenting to God.
Yeah.
And I think so many people, you know, especially in today's society, I think so many people like commit sins every single day and repent them, but don't actually like take it back. You know what I mean? Like you have to really like feel like you can't do that sin every single day and repent after doing that sin every single day, knowing that it's not a good sin. Right. So I think that's the best step. And your heart has to be committed and knowing that it's wrong. Right. Just when you wrong someone and you feel really bad. Right. It's like it's that same kind of feeling going forward. Right.
Well, and will repent means to turn around. So like you're asking for forgiveness and you're turning away from it. You're going the opposite way now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Turning in a different direction. And I think, you know, in today's society, like I'm mentioning, so many people in society is pushing us to do stuff that's really unholy. I think more than it ever has been before. I mean, you go on social media, you still see so many things that are just not supposed to be there. So many kids looking at things they shouldn't be looking at. Right. And that's right. Encouraging like polygamy, for example, people going out, the host culture, and that's not good. Right. So like even back in the Bible, like King David, for instance, had, I believe, multiple wives. Right. So again, that's going back on that polygamy scenario.
Oh, yeah.
And he was one of God's favorites. You know what I mean? So like you got
to
turn away from that stuff and realize the right thing to do at the end of the day. So that being said, I kind of want to go into the part of free will, right? Because obviously because of free will that God granted us, like he allowed us to go out there and make our own decisions, which obviously had resulted in polygamy. And back then also created like slavery when that first started to happen, you know, back in the biblical sense. So I want to ask you, like from a pastor standpoint, why do you think God gave us free will at the end of the day?
Well, I think if we that is another great question, because that's where a lot of people, it's the same another question that I get all the time. And I think if we didn't have free will, then what are we doing all this for? You know what I mean? Like then if it was just predestined, you're all great people and you're going to go to heaven, you know, then this is crazy. I don't want any part of that. You know, and I think free will is this thing where it's like you have to come to God with faith, in faith and believe. And so like even the people that say, you know, I have people say, well, you know, why do, you know, you're telling me that rapists and child molesters and all of these people can get into heaven? No way. And I say, yeah, they could get into heaven. I mean, look at the guy on the cross, you know, that looked over at Jesus, and he was a murderer, and he repented, and he came to the Father, and he came to Jesus, and Jesus said, hey, I'll see you in heaven. And it blows people's mind. But it's this free will of like, God, I believe in you. In through faith, I believe in you. And then God says you're saved, and God says you're going to be in heaven. And I think this free will is it's such a powerful statement, because we have free will in everything that we do. Anything that we do. I mean, really, anybody on this planet, you have free will. So you can think how you're thinking, you can act on your actions. Again, you know, when you say, when we were talking about as a man thinketh in his heart, it's like the things like in this fleshy world today, it's like everywhere we go, you can't get on social media, you can't get turned on the TV, you can't go out of your house. It's constantly seeing this demonic, just crazy, fleshy, sinful world. And the problem with that is when we look at it or we listen to it, it comes into our spirit and then comes into our being. And we find ourselves walking in this spirit. And so it's just like, if you're looking at, you know, pornography, or if you're looking at all these half naked women on social media, if you're looking at all this stuff, well, people don't think, well, that's not a big deal, right? I'm just looking at a pretty girl. Well, no, next thing you know, you're lusting. Next thing you're lusting in your mind. And God says, lust, Jesus comes into the picture of the New Testament and says lust is actually the equivalent of adultery now. He made it harder for us. Yeah. And the thing is now we're not just lusting. You find yourself masturbating now. And so next thing you know, you're going, now the action's taking place. Yeah. And so sorry to go this deep into this, but it all starts with free will. Like, we have a decision to make. Are we going to go this way or are we going to go this way?
Yeah, no, and that's real talk too. And it's a great thing that he gives us that choice. We can prove to him, right, that we have that belief to turn away from current pleasures for future pleasures, mm-hmm. right? And that's what autonomy right. is all about. Like, you got to show yourself some discipline and that you really yeah. believe in the Bible, because if you do really believe, and that's going to make you turn away from all that kind of stuff, realizing the bigger picture yeah. at the end of the day.
That's right.
So
that's
many
right.
people are just missing that with the short-term thinking. Everyone wants stuff yeah. now, like the microwave stuff, you know what I mean?
Yep,
and it's just
right.
infiltrating our society, and it's crazy to see, especially as our country. I've only been around here for 22 years, but in those 22 years, I mean, things have changed drastically, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and yeah. so I kind of want to dive one more step deeper into that. So do you think, because obviously God shows favors on countries, like Israel, right? It's shown in the Bible that Israel's like the chosen country. Do you think God mm-hmm. is still blessing the United States?
You know, I think... That's a very good question. You know, obviously Israel is God's people. And I think, you know, for believers and people that know the Bible and have a relationship with God, they understand that this is the end of days. You know, I hate to like scare everybody here, but, you know, like, you know, obviously all of us, probably you've even heard it. Your parents are like, the time's coming, you know, and then their parents yeah. told them the time's coming. And it was like, all of our parents told us, and then their parents, the time's coming, because we would look. Well, I'm here to say the time's definitely coming, because this is all prophesied over in the Bible. We're seeing the end of times take place. We're seeing the battles and the wars happen. And, you know, I think is the hand of God on America? Gosh, we better get our crap straight, man, because, you know, I look at America a lot of times as Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, I mean, it's just this place is insane. I feel like we're pulling further away from God. The churches are every church that I see, it seems like they're losing attendance. People aren't coming. And it's not about the church. You don't have to go to church to go to heaven. But you're seeing attendance drop. You're seeing tons of people just walk in the flesh and live in the flesh, and everything is fleshy, fleshy, sinful, sinful, sinful. And it sucks. You know, I'm not here to judge, to say God's hand is on us or not. I can say that God's hand is upon me, because, you know, my heart is towards him and I'm pursuing him. And so I feel like no matter what happens to this world or what happens in America, I'm going to be blessed through it all, because I'm pursuing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and my Father, my Daddy. And he loves me very, very much. And he loves everyone that will ever watch this. He loves you. And so he's just saying, yeah. walk with me. Life will be so much easier.
Yeah, and that is so true. And you know, just like you're talking about, things are just changing drastically and then away from God. I forget what the statistic is, but I think there's like 50% drop in like Christian believers in the US like 50 years ago. You know what I mean? And when that happens, like the values get destroyed, right? You're seeing that coming up in our churches because now churches are all believing different things. They're starting to split up the church. And on top of that, even the school systems, right? Because they attack the kids start believing different things, and that grows up the next generation. And now it just
That's
gets
right.
worse and worse as it depletes. So another thing you mentioned, I have heard that before, right? The end of times is coming. And, you know, just like you're talking about, our parents have said that, our parents' have said that, like 2020, 1990, all that kind of stuff, like 2000. But yeah, I mean, like the stuff going on nowadays, there are signs of that, like biblically in Revelations, right? That all this stuff would be happening. And so just to touch on some of those signs, like from your own standpoint, what are some of those signs specifically that you're seeing that was mentioned like in the Bible, where there's Revelations or chapters?
Well, actually, you're seeing the wars, the war that's taking place in the Middle East. And when it happened, when just recently this battle happened, when they swarmed in and they started killing all the Jews and all this stuff, like I knew immediately. I'm like, you watch what happens. They're going to come in and they're going to start fighting from this side. They're going to come in and they're going to start hitting them from this side. Really, you're going to continue, I believe, if this is filling prophecy, you're going to start seeing more chime in. You're going to see more jump in. You're going to see Israel, they'll become surrounded. You'll see Russia, China, you'll see all of these come in. But here's the thing is if you really want to know if prophecy comes to pass, is there will come a time where there will be a peacemaker that comes up out of the blue. He just shows up in the Middle East and he'll create peace for a certain amount of time. And the Bible actually says that that person right there is the Antichrist. And so I'm looking at the days like, all right, who's going to be this joker that pops up and creates peace in the Middle East? Because everybody's going to be looking at that guy like, oh boy. And here's the thing is I believe when that time comes, the tribulation happens. We're already gone, believers. We're already in heaven, having a party, having a great old time. And so, you know, it's like it's for more for me, it's like for the viewers, it's like get on the right side. You know what I mean? Get on the right side and you can come hang out with me and Will up on a cloud up in heaven, and you ain't got to worry about all that craziness.
Yes, but that's so true, right? Because like you never know when it's going to happen. You want to make sure you're right with God when it does happen. And people
That's
nowadays
right.
are
That's
doing
right.
stuff and sitting, acting like it's not going to happen, right? But we both
That's
know at
right.
some point it will happen. So you won't be on
That's right.
the side. And so, yeah, just to be respectful of your time, I just got one more question for you before we hop off here. But obviously, we talked about a lot of stuff today, a lot of deep stuff today, but there is hope, right, at the end of all this kind of stuff. So, bottom line is, how do people find that hope in God? And what's their next step right now to kind of turn their life around?
I would say give everything away. Give everything to God. Just give it to him. Just say, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I can't do it my way anymore. If I want the breakthrough in my life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of the above, just give it to God. Give it away. There's some of you that are going through pain and suffering and trauma and just issues that you just can't deal with anymore. Maybe you're feeling like I felt. You're just broken. You're just lost. You're hurting, and maybe thinking even suicide. I'm here to tell you that God can give you hope. He can give you encouragement. He can give you peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. And there's a father in heaven. Maybe some of you don't have a father. Maybe you have a broken family. Well, I'm here to tell you that you do have a father, your spiritual father, your daddy, and he loves you so much. And he wants you to pursue him like he's pursuing you. And if you'll pursue him and you'll give your life over to him, I promise you, you'll be reaching out to me, because I promise you, your life will never be the same. And all those voids in your life, they'll be gone. I mean, I coach some of the most successful, wealthiest families, people in the world, and they came to me and they said, I have a void. I have everything. I can buy everything. I can do everything, but I have a void. And that void was Jesus. And when that void was filled with Jesus, they're the happiest and most peaceful, loving people that I've ever met in my life now. And so Jesus is your peace, Jesus is your hope, and Jesus will radically change your life. So why not give it a try?
Yeah, that's very well said. All right, guys, there you have it. That concludes our episode today. And Brian, before you hop off, is there anything else that you would like to say? And if people want to reach out to you, how can they go and find you?
Yeah, you know, I would say first and foremost, thank you, Will. You're awesome. And I'm believing for you, I'll prophesy over you right now. I'm believing that 2024 is going to be your greatest year you've ever, ever, ever seen. I believe God's going to elevate your podcast to a level that you've been dreaming about. And so I am blessing you right now with that and prophesying that over your life. And I would say to the viewers that I pray that anybody that watches this, that you will get what you're looking for, that you'll get healing, deliverance, salvation, favor, blessings, breakthrough, whatever your heart desires. I'm believing it right now for your life. Anyone that watches this video. And then I would say, if you want to find me, probably the best is just Instagram. I do literally 99% of my business on Instagram. So just Brian Hall, BrianHall, and reach out if you need me.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And guys, there you have it. Brian Hall, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we know.